This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in a hospital in Sao Paulo undergoing treatment for an obstructed intestine. President Bolsonaro was flown to Sao Paulo from the capital of Brasilia late Wednesday night. His office said he had initially sought treatment for a chronic case of hiccups and that he had persisted for several days. The president was transferred to the hospital in Sao Paulo on the advice of the surgeon who operated on Bolsonaro when he suffered a near-fatal abdominal stab wound during his 2018 campaign. Search and rescue teams trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood in a tunnel being built in southern China. The Emergency Management Department in the city of Zhuhai says the cause of the flood is under investigation. A command center has been set up, and the rescue teams are being mobilized from several other city agencies. The United States will support an inclusive, credible Haitian government. Lori Lachman, the State Department's acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere's Affairs, told VOA. The United States is encouraging Haitian political leaders and civil society and private sectors to find a political solution that will lead to presidential and legislative elections in the Caribbean island nation later this year, following last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. A commission made up of representatives of all sectors planned to meet later today to sign a political accord that will name a new president. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26 after a Sydney limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. Two people have died in the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 30,429 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. President Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. More than 93,000 people died from drug overdoses here in the U.S. last year. A record, experts say, was partly triggered by the isolation that many experienced during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The government reported Wednesday that the 2020 total easily surpassed the previous record of about 72,000 deaths in 2019. Health experts say that while prescription painkillers once played a key role in U.S. drug overdoses, heroin, and then in recent years, fentanyl, a dangerously powerful opioid, proved exceptionally lethal. The government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said its study showed fentanyl was involved in more than 60% of the overdose deaths last year. And Cuban authorities restored internet access Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted over the weekend. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.